Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams, who's released some financial disclosure documents detailing tens of thousands of dollars in gifts. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, it comes 1 year after reports indicating that the FBI and IRS were examining how he and his campaign have been moving money around.
Williams filed a 34-page document detailing gifts he received over 6 years. It totals $160,000, including a free $45,000 roof repair job, as well as trips to Key West and Thailand. Williams recently hired consultants to help him, quote, professionalize his campaign finances.
It seems as though, as they went through the books, they found a whole bunch of stuff that was not reported when it should have been, and now it's all coming out at one time.
Pat Christmas with the Watchdog Group Committee of 70 says disclosing gifts as an office holder is the law, and there are penalties for not doing so.
Gifts and influence are going to be always surrounding our public officials, but the prompt and constant disclosure of the stuff is what's critical.
On the city level, public officials could face up to a $1,000 civil fine per undisclosed gift. And on the state level, penalties can be even stiffer. Robert Caruso heads the State Ethics Commission.
If a public official didn't file a form as prescribed by the law, the public official then could be penalized up to the amount of their compensation for holding the position.
For Seth Williams, that would be $175,000, his annual salary. Williams attorney Sam Stretton says he's in talks with city and state officials to settle the apparent violations.
He has now correctly amended the forms, and he's acting in good faith, and that's the important thing.
Among the gifts Williams listed were two all-access Eagles tickets right on the sidelines for five seasons. What did they add up to? Williams' report said no face value. The FBI, meanwhile, has not commented on its ongoing investigation of Williams, and it's unclear if Williams' new financial disclosures are at all connected. Williams is seeking a third term as district attorney next year. He's made a name for himself in part for prosecuting public officials who failed to disclose gifts, including taking up a sting operation that the Attorney General's office had chosen not to pursue. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.